For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Hour number 10.
10?
Hour number 4.
Ooh, we've been on for a long time, man.
Of our 10 o'clock hour. I had an extra long commute this morning. Generally, my alarm goes off after 4. It had to go off before 4 to get in today. Which I actually have some sad news. I think we lost Stumpy.
I don't know. I think I've seen mixed reports.
Have you? It was the light was awful. It was really, really early. But that juniper tree that they decorate on I-17, it was right in the middle of the burn patch that shut down I-17 northbound yesterday. I think we potentially may have lost Stumpy. I don't know. I'll know driving back up in a little bit.
Scrubby. Scrubby is the tree.
Scrubby.
Name. Scrubby.
What did I say?
Yeah, you said Stumpy.
Stumpy.
Now,
Scrubby.
If the tree had burned, yeah, then it would have been Stumpy.
Scrubby might be Stumpy now. So I don't know, but shame. It is the fourth hour and the 10 o'clock hour of our weekly radio broadcast. And this is what we call our open home hour. It's open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything you want to talk about, our callers, our texters, our listeners, our emails dictate the conversation about anything you want to know, your home, castle, or cabin. And if we don't know the answer, we're going to do what we're going to do in the second segment. We've got a guest that's joining us out of Miami to talk about the pneumatic elevators. We had a call last week or the week before from a gentleman in Chandler, lived in a condo, loved it. They wanted to stay there, but as they're aging, they're having a hard time getting up to the second floor where the master bedroom is. And we've got, and they were looking for solutions, and this pneumatic elevator could be the solution for that homeowner. So we're going to bring pneumatic elevators into the conversation next break. But in the meantime, we've got Sandra wants to talk about a block wall in Scottsdale. A couple lines ringing at 1-888-767-4348. Text us 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Before we start all of that, we have our promotion team out on the street right now. And Lance is joining us on the line. Where are you today, sir?
Hi, this is Tracy. Lance just passed it over. We are out at Manzanita Pool in Tucson on the southwest side of town.
I was going to say, what happened to Lance there?
I know, Lance.
That doesn't sound like Lance at all.
A little bit.
And doing what?
So it's August is Drowning Impact Awareness Month. And the reason why that is because in Arizona, statewide, we tend to see water incidents, drownings, and non-fatals rise in the month of August. And we attribute it mostly to back-to-school distractions and lax water safety rules since it's the end of the pool season. So we just want to keep the awareness going with our families that, you know, it's still hot out there. We're still utilizing the pool. Let's not be distracted by anything. And let's not have any more water incidents in August.
And an interesting statistic I wasn't aware of until we put our safety prevention video with y'all together earlier in July was, you know, a lot of times you hear drowning and you associate that to kids and kids that haven't learned how to swim yet, but half the drownings are grown-ups.
That's absolutely true. We're seeing about 50-50, and a lot of people don't realize that. I think the children get a lot of coverage and heat on that, of course, because you know, they're innocent in it. And, you know, we as adults have to, you know, set precautionary things and layers of protection in order to keep them safe. But it is happening with adults. We're seeing it on the lakes, but we're seeing it in the pools too. And so, yeah, we just want to keep that message alive and think about that as an adult. You should never, ever swim alone. You should always have a buddy. And if you had somebody with you, you know, the outcome of a drowning incident might be different. So thanks for bringing that up. That's super important.
And this event going on today, you would get on I-19, head south, jump off on Irvine, head west, and?
Yeah, it's actually Irvington. It's the second exit off of I-19. You head west, and we are just past Mission Road and got a beautiful pool out here. Pima County Parks and Rec open up Manzanita Pool for us for the day. They've got a splash pad. They've got this cool thing called a ghost ship obstacle course. Think of like an inflatable, like jumping castle on the water. It is cool. So we're out here at Manzanita Pool off of Irvington, just west of Mission Road.
I got to do that. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it is cool. We're going to make Lance do it.
And you're going to need to video that for me.
Okay, we will video that and send that. He's got a big smile on his face.
And how long is that going on today?
It's just from 10 to noon. We've got tons of vendors out here, community partners, Rosie on the House. You guys are out here talking about sometimes we don't think about water safety inside the house, but that's an important thing, too. We see, you know, bathtub drownings year-round. And life jackets, Game and Fish is doing a life jacket exchange. So bring your old used life jackets out here. They will replace them with a brand new one. And they've got all sorts of sizes, kids up to adult sizes. The Drowning Prevention Coalition is also giving away free life jackets and just again, trying to keep that message alive.
And that life vest, the closest in my family we've ever experienced a tragic accident was Landry had a life vest on, and this was an extended first step on the pool that was a big area, and somebody accidentally knocked her over face first. And her body wasn't strong enough to be able to lift herself up because that life, the way the life vest was holding her. So she was stuck face down in the water by the life vest.
Wow. Yeah, it's important that we make sure that the kids have the proper size life jacket. A lot of people don't realize it's kind of like car seats. There's different shapes and sizes to them. So, yeah, you're right. That could actually, if you don't have the right size on or something's going on with it, it could cause more damage. For example, the infant life jackets have a strap that goes between the legs. And, man, if you don't have that strap secured, that life jacket can come up over their face. It really keeps it in place. So we're out here educating people about that, what size you should use, how you should use them, when you should use them to try to prevent things like that from happening.
Well, we appreciate what y'all are doing out there. And in our water safety video we did with Melissa Sutton of the Drowning Prevention Coalition of Arizona, we've got a great illustration of those life vests. And what saved Landry was exactly what we preach in that, is a designated person at all times doing nothing but watching the swimmers. And they talk about the importance of having that changed over every 10 to 15 minutes, just to keep fresh attention to it. And that was what saved Landry, having that diligent person watching the water and the swimmers.
We, down here in Pima County, we are spreading the ABCs of water safety. We're doing it statewide now because you're right. You have to have multiple layers of protection. So a life jacket isn't enough. That adult supervision is critical. And when it's not time to be in the water, and so that adult isn't there, we need to have barriers in place. That's what the B is for, you know, pool fencing and self-closing, self-locking gates. And then the C is for classes. We want to make sure kids learn how to swim. A lot of adults don't even know how to swim. So we want to make sure people learn how to swim, take those swimming lessons. And the C, another class is CPR training. So when all the, you know, if the ABCs, you know, if the everything else fails and you, you know, something happens, you end up having a water incident, somebody has that training, those skills, because that can make a difference in the outcome of a drowning.
And again, the location of this event going on till noon today in South Tucson?
Yeah, southwest side. We are at Manzanita Pool off of Irvington, just west of Mission.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate the work y'all are doing. And I'm happy to report, and you can get more details on that event in the events section at rosieonthehouse.com. We've gotten numerous calls and texts. Stumpy is okay. The Daisy Mountain Fire Station's out of New River got up there and saved it. So
yes, on a much lighter note.
Scrubby's still there.
People were very intent for
Dolan
you to know that.
Dolan Ellis is smiling.
Yes.
Go to bed now.
All right, let's get to our first call. Sandra at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning. I will just go through it real quick. I live in an HOA. They built a cinder block fence. I painted the side that shows on my patio, and outside they did not paint. They're not intending to paint for some time. The problem is I have plants, and now efflorescence is showing on the exterior where it is not painted. They're going to fine me for them not doing their job. what product can I put on that painted wall? I was going to try Dry-Lock, but it doesn't go over paint.
Right.
So that's out.
Well, Sandra, how big a wall are we talking? How long is your backyard?
We're talking about 20 feet long and, 6.5 feet high.
Okay. And is the efflorescence showing itself just down at grade level on the other side of the wall, or is it the whole height of the wall?
Mainly it's showing where I had the plants fixed to the wall, so it's up a little higher. Grade level is showing a little blushing, but
okay, and
that could be the black top that they put on. I'm not sure.
And the other side of the wall where the efflorescence is showing itself is not painted. It's still raw block?
That's correct.
Okay. Here's a real quick, easy thing that is going to buy you some time. Just get yourself a vinyl brush and some vinegar and water, and you just brush that efflorescence off with a little vinegar water mix, and you'll buy some time. It'll clean the wall back up like it's brand new, and then the homeowner association will have to find something else to get upset about. At least the efflorescence will be gone.
We appreciate the call. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. We're going to see if we can get Miami awake this morning to talk about pneumatic elevators next.